hope to be with you when you hope to feel like grown, living with your love along the way.
Oh, hello. Oh my gosh, what timing!
Hello.
What timing! I was geared up to say, as is growing custom around here, I'm starting this episode off by myself. But here you are flying in by
the seat
of your pants. Is that mic 4? That is 4. Welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
I didn't get a chance to tell anyone, but I'm Eli.
I'm Silas, and I'm out of breath.
And this is Oz and Ends. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, coming at you on a particularly warm Monday evening.
Yeah. I haven't seen you in like a week.
Yeah, man.
I don't know if that's true.
No, probably since you... No, I saw you at... Yeah.
Caroline's.
At Caroline's, which was, we should say, a week ago. Ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 6 days ago.
Nice. Cool. You're coming from Frisbee.
I didn't actually go.
Okay.
Because I was driving Michael to the airport.
Oh, yeah.
And Sumner Tunnel is closed. And
they
also,
keep doing that.
Every single person ever was flying out of Boston Logan Airport today.
I mean, yeah.
So the traffic was
end
insane.
End of the long weekend, I guess.
Yeah. So I didn't get back home until like 6:30, which is an hour after Frisbee starts.
Yeah. It's actually 15 minutes before we play basketball, so. Just FYI.
I hadn't eaten since 10 a.m.
Yeah. On that topic, I parked, I had my car, and I didn't want to park on campus. I parked in front of Picante.
Mm.
So now I'm going to walk back and
just now
be in front of Picante, and then I'm going to get that
you're
for
gonna
dinner.
Eat at Picante.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did it so I wouldn't trick myself out of, you know, I wouldn't do any mental gymnastics to be like, oh, I don't need to spend that money.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Because I want Picante.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really healthy. That's a
very
healthy
invited,
relationship.
But I guess you already ate.
I did just eat.
All right.
Oh my God, I ate it so fast.
Yeah. Cool. And I voice cracked live on air. That's awesome.
Just now?
Yeah, just now. So subtle. Only I could tell. Because my voice is small.
we just found out.
Yeah, some of us just heard I Want to Lay With You by Shira Small.
Oh my God, I haven't added any songs to the playlist. I'm going to work on that right now.
We're only at 34 minutes of songs, and I'm continuing to add stuff, so.
Okay.
Happy Monday, everyone. Hope you all had a nice long weekend. And yeah, we're just going to come at you with a hodgepodge of whatever we've been listening to or want to
hodgepodge,
say
miscellaneous, odds and ends.
If you will. They won't. Cool. The next thing I have cued is a Zach Hill song.
Oh, yeah. This is crazy.
Should we listen to it?
Yeah. He's the drummer from Death Grips.
Oh, cool. This is The Primitives Talk by Zach Hill.
Just saw what I just saw.
That was a remix of a song I played last week when you weren't here. That was Atoms for Peace by Thom Yorke. But this was a remix by Fortet, which if you listened last week, maybe you'll remember the other one. I don't know. Probably not.
You played a Fortet song last week?
No, I played the original Thom Yorke
one. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Right.
And then this is the remixed version.
Yeah.
I've been really obsessed with this album, The Eraser, which I have another song from queued up next, which also had... I don't know if it had another remix. He released The Eraser in 2006, and then 2008, there's like the album of remixes.
Uh-huh.
But then he has another release from 2006, which has the same single on it.
Hmm.
And then an extended version. Milking, I don't know. Much to get
milking
into.
Milking the algorithm,
yeah.
If you ask me.
Come on, Tom.
Tom.
Do better. All right, this is Harrow Down Hill.
Slippery slope. I feel me slipping in and out of consciousness. consciousness. I feel me slipping in and out of consciousness. I feel me.
The color of my underwear. You wanna know what I got going on down there? Is it pretty in pink or all see-through? Is it showing off my brand new lower back tattoo? You wanna put them in your mouth, pull them all down south. You wanna turn this shit out, that's what I'm talking about. Put them in your mouth, pull them all down south. You wanna turn this shit out, that's what I'm talking about. The day, yeah, I think he's with it. You wanna guess the color of my underwear? You wanna know what I got going on down there? Is it pretty in pink or all see through? Is it showing off my brand new lower back tattoo? You wanna put them in your mouth, pull them all down south. You wanna turn this shit out, that's what I'm talking about. He's with it. Think he's with it. Guess.
That's so fun.
And now you have to hear us talk.
What a shame. We should just keep the vibe going. If we knew how to mix and master and DJ,
yeah.
We could do a mix.
It'd be pretty cool.
Do a set.
That was great. That was my first time hearing that.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, whole album is great. That was Guest by Charlie XCX.
Oh, yeah.
From Brad. But the bonus songs.
Yeah. I need to listen to it. I listened to like the first two songs when it came out, and I liked it, and then I didn't continue.
Yeah, we play it at Semolina basically every night when we're closing.
That's so fun.
Like once all the guests leave, Brad yeah. goes on, and it's like we just jam out to it, and it's kind of like the perfect length that like we're all done
uh-huh.
sitting down with our drinks by the time the album is finished.
That's great.
Yeah, it's great.
Do you listen to the original or the with the three extra songs?
Usually with the three extra songs, but the three extra songs might be interspersed throughout because one of my managers is obsessed with the song Spring Breakers,
mm-hmm.
which is an incredible song.
Mm-hmm.
And so that'll, but it's one of the bonus songs. So it's at the end. So okay. we'll move it up. You know?
Got it. That's cool that you guys are all into it. That's fun.
Yeah. Well, it's mostly my manager loves it yeah. and puts it on.
Okay. But everyone kind of is.
Everyone enjoys it.
Yeah. That's fun.
At this point, I know the album so well just from that, you know?
Yeah. That's the perfect
way. I don't listen to it that much on my own, but.
Perfect way to be acquainted.
Yeah.
Very nice. All right. I put a Jockstrap song up next.
Cool.
Do you have a better idea? I feel like this
no.
could transition into some of the other stuff that's on here. I don't know. At least the other stuff that I put on there.
Yeah, at this point, I've queued all my songs, I think.
Well, you have one more.
Okay. We have one more thing. Isn't that what Steve Jobs used to say?
Oh, yeah.
We have one.
And then it's like the big feature.
Yeah, and it's the Apple Watch.
It's Siri. Cool. All right, this is Glasgow by jockstrap.
It's rose gold.
I touch myself every time I see.
we're talking.
Oh, we're talking.
That was Danger Baby by Pompoco?
Or Paco. Or Poco.
Pompoco.
Yeah. On the second chorus, I remembered that I'd heard this before. It's possible I've played it before.
I feel like I've probably heard it before, too.
Yeah,
it feels like a Discover Weekly mainstay, perhaps.
Absolutely.
One that's come up a couple times. It's definitely on Pollen. Maybe Lorem.
That's awesome.
Deep cuts.
Yeah.
Not even.
Maybe that's what I'll call my show next semester.
Deep cuts?
Pollen. Imagine calling it Deep Cuts.
That'd be so bad. There's a place in Medford Square called Deep Cuts. Fun fact.
Haircut place?
No.
Record shop?
No.
What is it?
Bar.
Oh, I've actually seen that. Yeah.
But I think that they are trying to do like a music thing. Because I think they have some live music and like are supposed to have good music. So Deep Cuts. I just heard about, if you check the New York Times today, 36 Hours in Boston just dropped.
Okay, I saw that headline and immediately closed that. Not really. I just didn't read it.
Anyway, they recommended, I mean, their recommendations are always like, for such an insane tax bracket, it's actually like insulting to their readers.
Right.
I find it insulting.
Right.
Like, that's all you can do. But they recommended this place called Temple Records, which is right near the Common. And it's like modeled after like 19 sort of 60s Japanese listening bars, which is where like they're spinning vinyl, and it's a bar and it's very you know, quiet. It seems awesome. It's probably so expensive. But apparently they don't have any shaken cocktails on the menu because they don't want to disrupt like the sound.
Oh my god, that's so cool.
I really want to go. And they're always playing vinyl.
Was it, I guess, well, you say you check Instagram sometimes, but I saw, I think it was Jill's story. And like,
I missed out on one of Jill Yum's stories.
But I think it was like at, like she was in Japan. And it was like clearly one of those like actual bars.
Cool.
And it seemed incredible.
Yeah.
So regardless,
Jill
of
Yum
tax
likes
No, I'm saying it looks awesome. So if there's a, you know, bespoke version of it on the Common, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, on the Cob.
or otherwise. Yeah, that's a callback to Tufts Corn. we gotta revive that, I guess.
I guess.
We've
I
said
know.
That for a year. cool, good stuff. Up next is Roadhead.
Up next, I get under the desk and
don't get political.
Show Eli a good time.
Yeah, by Japanese Breakfast.
Right, of course.
And then maybe we should read a PSA after that.
Okay. We probably should have done it now.
Yeah.
Oops.
I can't think of any service, so announcements, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's listen.
Thank you.
We were off air auditing the New York Times article. It's
going to say, should we just make this our PSA?
Yeah. Don't follow this advice and you'll save $1 trillion.
Yeah, literally.
Every 36 hours. We should say that was the live version of Cowboy Nudes by Geese.
Cool.
They just released Alive and In Person, which is a great name for a live album.
Good. Especially in the year 2024.
True.
Yeah.
We all know what we've been through.
Live and socially distanced.
Yeah. All right.
Jesus. On February 9th, 2014, a drunk driver headed the wrong way down a Southern California freeway, crashed and killed 6 people, including her own sister. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. People die that way.
What's wrong with you, man?
A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
You're improvising this.
It's
like,
so
this
poorly
is
written.
So crazy off the dome. That's so dark.
I just knew that.
Yeah.
I just knew about that incident.
There has to be a more deadly / tragic occurrence in the last year that happened in Boston.
That's what I was thinking.
Why are they talking about a random Southern California highway?
Right. This exact thing happened in Vermont and it killed like a car full of high schoolers. It was the saddest thing. Like,
really?
It was devastating in the state.
Yeah.
And like, it was the exact, I don't know. Feels like a more applicable example to use than that.
Yeah. Well, it hit close to home for me.
Do you know where Diamond Bar, California is?
Is that a city? Or is that a cocktail lounge?
It says Pomona Freeway in Diamond Bar, California.
I know where Pomona is, but... Yeah, interesting.
Diamond Bar, California.
If anyone knows, call in. And if you know who the sister was.
What'd you say?
Oh, God. That's such a random detail.
Yeah, I guess that was just supposed to be the cherry on top. That it's not clear, though, if the sister was
in the other car.
Yeah. That would be a crazy coincidence.
Yeah, it would have been kind of cool. Like, not cool, but like...
Kind of interesting.
Sorry. Real terrible choice of words out of me.
There's another Don't Drink and Drive. That's the first one on here.
Yeah, I've never heard the other one. I've seen this one.
This one says, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think of... Oh, it's just the second paragraph of that one.
Doesn't hit close
People
to home.
People die that way. And there's no caption.
Yeah. Well, that... I don't know. Okay. Weird. Is the other one No Kill?
Doesn't say. So. But it has a lot of writing on it because it got wet. And then it says The Cure on the back.
That's awesome.
Now here's Friday I'm in Love.
Well, you haven't added anything.
Nope. Was I supposed to?
I don't know. We have 13 minutes left. I have 2 songs.
Should we just vamp?
Should we sing? Should we come up with a song? I'll go in Studio A right now. Or Studio C or B or... What is it? Studio B?
The one over there?
No, that one.
D.
Studio D.
I don't know if that's true.
All right. I wonder if anyone's playing in there recently or recording.
I don't know. With post-adolescence glow off the air.
Is it?
I don't know. Probably.
You know, big fans over here.
Yeah.
That operation. They do great work.
They do great work.
Yeah. I have 2 options. Choose a number between 1 and 2.
Oh my god. 1.
Alright, this is Wrapped Up in Books. Sniped off of Veronica's friend's activity today.
Jesus.
Saw her
man.
Listening to it.
Why?
And I do like the song. But I don't know, I saw her listening to it. I was like, this would be a good, fun listen.
Okay.
And I haven't listened to this album in a while. So let's hear it. By Von Sebastian.
Four, what you have in mind. Finally decided
we can.
Now that I found your love, got me feeling all right. Oh, yeah. I'm so happy to
That was I'm So Happy Now by Willie Wright. Or yeah. Won't he? Right.
Nice.
All right.
Pretty good.
Do you have something to tell the people?
This has been Odds and Ends. I'm Silas.
I'm Eli.
And you have been listening to 91. You have been listening and you will continue to listen.
To that sweet, sweet automation.
On 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Catch us back here next week. We'll be here. Caroline might be in the stew.
Oh, Miss A Boot in the studio right now?
Xavier might be in the stew.
Oh my god, is he coming back?
He might.
When will we know?
I don't know.
Okay.
But he's expressed interest.
Tell him I'm interested in him being here.
Okay.
Because I didn't really get to see him last time.
That's right.
We made bagels, but...
Yeah. But he was pretty absent.
Yeah. Well, you did provide cream cheese that went bad in the fridge in the last week.
Not my fault,
no,
right?
It's not. Gave it the sniff test before putting it on a bagel today, but then it smelled bad, so I didn't put it on the bagel.
I didn't know the cream cheese really like went bad
hey,
within
dude,
that kind of time.
Me neither, but I guess the heat and the
it
humidity.
Was from Magmuff also.
All right, we're going
to
play you out with...
Not to disparage Magmuff's name, let me be very clear.
And their new awning.
Do they really?
It's maroon now. Didn't it used to be blue? It for sure used to be blue. It so used to be
blue.
And this last song is going to be Jackie Down the Line by Fontaine's DC.
I think they replaced the awning a lot longer ago than you think.
No, I know, but like it used to be blue and that was like the iconic one.
Freshman year.
And this is going to be Jackie Down the Line by Fontaine's DC. We'll catch you all next week.
What's it called?
Jackie Down the Line, Fontaine's DC. Good night.
Friend Sally says she knows you got a funny point of view. Says you've got away with murder, maybe one time, maybe two. Something happens in the morning when I can't see those failing eyes. I can't find a good word for you. Does it come as a surprise? I don't think we rhyme. I will wear you down in time. I will hurt you, I'll desert you. I am
jockey.